Could you elaborate more on this year's theme for World Day Against Child Labor, Hazardous Child Labor?
This year's World Day Against Child Labor is about the 73 million children who are engaged in work that threatens their health, safety, or morals. It's about a boy bailing water out at night on a fishing boat or diving deep to untangle nets who risks drowning. It's about a girl pollinating cottonseed where pesticides have just been applied, or smoking fish day after day, inhaling the smoke while preparing fish for the market. It's also about teenagers wielding chainsaws or getting crushed by tractors. Engagement in child labor, in hazardous work, is a clear violation of their rights. It also has long-term consequences for their future. One accident can destroy a lifetime of earning potential. So you're losing years of productivity together with the investments in education and training, and not to forget, of course, the personal loss. Children are not little adults. They're more vulnerable. Their bodies and brains are still under development. This makes them more vulnerable to hazards such as agrochemicals. And they also have higher rates of injury than adult workers. So special protection measures are needed. Not all work in agriculture is hazardous, though, and not all engagement of children is child labor. In fact, involving children in agricultural activities can give them important skills for the future, but this work must be appropriate for their age and must not harm their health or education. In most countries, children can legally work from the age of 14 or 15, or the age when they should have completed compulsory schooling. For them, it's only child labor when the work is dangerous. Children of legal working age engaged in hazardous work actually represent about half of all hazardous child labor. So if we can make work safer for them, we can turn the situation of child labor into one of youth employment.
How could we avoid children getting engaged in hazardous work and ensure a safe and secure working environment?
With better incomes and more resilient livelihoods, families can send their children to school instead of to work. We also need to ensure that schools or training are available in rural areas, that they're of good quality and relevant for the needs of rural communities. And we need to work with families who are engaged in farming, forestry, or fisheries to increase awareness on the risks facing children and on the protection measures for keeping them safe. For children of working age, we need to make sure they don't undertake tasks that are inherently hazardous. So tasks that by their very nature are dangerous, like applying pesticides. And we also need to make sure that the conditions in which they work are ones that protect their health and safety. That means, for example, access to drinking water, protection from the sun, periodic breaks. It also means supervising children while they work and guarding dangerous machinery. Also, if you make the workplace safer for young workers, you make it safer for everyone.
And what is FAO concretely doing to reduce hazardous child labor and promote alternative practices?
FAO is taking steps to make agriculture safer as a whole. For instance, helping countries to reduce the use of highly hazardous pesticides and promoting alternatives through integrated pest management. By eliminating the hazard, the pesticide, you're making it safer for everyone, including the children working there. And you're also making it safer for the young children accompanying their parents to the field or those who live nearby. In fisheries, we have the Safety at Sea program, currently working on a study of occupational safety and health in aquaculture, which is a growing industry with potential to generate youth employment. FAO has supported the development of safer smoking ovens that reduce exposure to smoke. We've also started gathering information from around the world on children's involvement in hazardous work in forestry.
Thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Merenville.
Thank you for having me.